time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media following the Ravens' win over Cleveland on Sunday.
Kyle, from your vantage point, I know you were obviously weren't on the field, but from your vantage point, what did you see the Mark Andrews TD run?
We're going to have a crowded backfield right now. Got a lot of talent back there. You know, we need to get 89 more touches in the run game, maybe. But no, it's cool to see just the offense having plays off of plays like that in critical situations. And you know, you see so much about the tush push these days. And last week pitched to Lamar, and this week kind of the whatever you want to call it. It's pretty cool when it comes together and it works. And just respect to the offense for winning the game right there.
How much have you seen that playing in practice and success?
I'm going to be honest, I don't watch them in practice. Mostly just doing defense, get off the field and talk to my teammates. But I'm sure they repped it a lot. I mean, it obviously worked. So props to Monk and all those guys.
Kyle, from a personal perspective, with all the grief Mark's taken since the playoff, does that make it even more special to see him not only set a receiving record today?
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Shout out Mark Andrews. Thank you for reminding me. I think all-time receptions, touchdowns, and yards leader now.
Not receptions.
How many is it with?
Five or six.
All right. Well, he's going to be manifested. Just goes to show what kind of guy, what kind of pro, what kind of player he is day in, day out. One of, if not the most consistent person that has been on this team since I've been here, just mentally, physically. He broke his ankle a couple years ago, gets to work, comes back ahead of schedule, plays in the AFC Championship. Like, it's just the kind of guy he is. And glad to see him reap the benefits. And like you said, there's ebbs and flows to everybody's career. I can't seem to catch a pick in Cleveland for some reason. But life happens, stuff happens, and, you know, he's a warrior. And just happy for him and happy for his family.
We asked you last week about the defense being back and the turnaround, all that stuff. Just the overall performance of the defense today, how pleased were you with the way you guys played?
Yeah, I mean, you complimentary football is what we preach. And, you know, we hope that one day, one of these games, defense is going to play lights out, offense is going to play lights out. But you know, it's not guaranteed in this league, and it rarely happens. So we got thrown into some sticky situations, and we held them to field goal on the muff punt. And, you know, that's what we're called out there to do. It doesn't matter the situation. Doesn't matter what the situation is in the game. If there's a blade of grass to defend, we're going to defend it. And, Mark, you missed it. I just gave you, like, all your flowers. Yeah. But, yeah, I think everybody just stayed locked in, and situationally, I thought we were really good today.
How much of it was adjusting on the fly when Sanders came in during the second half, especially a guy who really the only tape he's put on out was the preseason?
Yeah, we preach nameless, faceless opponents. I was confused when the crowd was going crazy, but then I saw Shadur come in. There weren't really too many adjustments. You know, we're playing our game, trying to get off the field, get turnovers, which guys did today, and super happy for Keon Morton. First sack today. Marlon's hurt out with the injury, and he comes in, he plays well, and super happy for that guy. Nate gets another pick. I think his third now against the Browns. So we just need to play the Browns more, and Nate will get picks, hopefully. But I think everybody stepped up, and it was good to see a complete product for the most part today on defense.
Okay.
There you go.